Cap, I'm so excited. You must have a cup of tea.
Ah, yes, indeed. The tea. You must have a cup of tea.
That would be very nice.
Join us now for Tea and Turbulence, an afternoon special from EAA Radio and the National Weather Service. Here's Cloud Whisperer Randy Whitbeck on EAA Radio.
Randy Whitbeck is a meteorology student at St. Cloud State University. So remember to always personally evaluate the weather or obtain a weather briefing from Flight Service before you go flying.
Good afternoon, Air Venturous. Randy Whitbeck here, again with Jason Lovett.
Levitt, that's right.
Levitt. I love to say love, so that's why it comes out that way.
Awesome.
Spread the love.
That's right.
We are going to start the show today with an amendment to my morning forecast.
Uh-oh.
And then we're going to continue to talk about how forecast difficulties play into the changing forecast throughout the day. And we had really high hopes this morning, but we may have just a little bit of bad news. If anyone has looked at the radar lately or has access to the radar on their phones, you can see that there is a pretty good line moving through northwestern Wisconsin right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, what do you think about that?
Well, it looks like that line in northern Wisconsin is definitely severe. The Storm Prediction Center has put out a severe thunderstorm watch, and that extends right down to Appleton, Wisconsin. So that is just north of where we're at here, here in Oshkosh, obviously just a few miles north. So it does look like, unfortunately, if that line does continue on, which it looks like it will, we're going to get some thunderstorms later on this afternoon and probably into the evening hours. We're probably looking like around 5 or 6 p.m. when some thunderstorms will come in. So it's a difficult forecast. This morning it was kind of forecast to be clear for the entire day. And now, look, surprise, we have a line of severe thunderstorms moving through northern Wisconsin. So this time of year, obviously, is very difficult to forecast these storms. And not a lot of confidence in the forecast either, just because of the types of storms they are. So I know that we were talking a little bit about that before we got on air here. So we can talk a little bit about forecaster confidence.
It says in the forecast discussion, lots of difficulties to work out in the forecast, and confidence in getting them right is not so great. So the people making the forecast, it is a struggle. There's so many different variables. This is what people don't understand. I get asked a lot, like, oh, or people comment, it's the one job where you have to only be right 30% of the time and you still get paid.
And you
know?
Still get paid,
joke
right.
Joke about it all the time.
Hear that all the time. That's
it's
right.
Like, oh, it's so funny the millionth time I've heard it. But yeah. But it's true. There's complex variables in a complex environment. It's hard to forecast into the future.
Well, the way I like to explain it to some of my friends, because I get the same thing too, I get that you guys are only right 30% of the time. How come there was no thunderstorms forecast this morning and thunderstorms forecast now, and what's going on? And certainly during the summertime here, when we have a really unstable atmosphere all the way from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up into Canada, where we have just the eastern two-thirds of the United States is just full of unstable air. The way I kind of like to explain it and bring it back down to earth a little bit is if you have a boiling pan of water. And so you have all the little bubbles that are percolating in the boiling pan of water. And so you've got if you're like boiling water, to cook food or vegetables or something like that. And so what I try to tell them is I say, okay, go home and boil a pan of water and try to predict where the next bubble
bubble's
in like the next 5 seconds
that's
is going to bubble up. And
yeah,
it's basically the same thing. You're trying to predict as a meteorologist where all the bubbles are going to pop across the United States. And you only have a limited time to do it in because you have to get the forecast out. You can't just sit there and sit on it. You have deadlines as a forecaster to be able to get out. And so I would challenge anybody to boil a pan of water and to stare at it for,
predict,
a half an hour. Right. And to predict over, say, a 5 second period where the next three or four bubbles are going to pop. And that's what makes this type of forecasting so difficult.
This is taking the surface of the earth here is the pan.
That's right.
And as the sun beats down, it transfers energy to us, which heats the surface, which in turn heats the air above it,
right,
which causes convection, lift in the atmosphere, and depending on the moisture and depending on other variables, just to break it down for people.
Right.
It's definitely something hard to forecast. The ground cover plays a huge part in what areas heat faster.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like over lakes, over parking lots.
Parking lots, because they're darker in paint, and so they'll heat up faster. Obviously, anybody who's played on a tennis court, on a clay tennis court versus a grass tennis court, knows the major difference in temperature
in
that you have. And so those play a role in terms of thunderstorm generation, as do different terrain features that are different rock formations, because they heat up and transfer more heat into the atmosphere. But, you know, this time of year, with that kind of bubbling effect across the eastern two-thirds, or even most of the United States, when you get unstable weather, especially even over the mountains too, when you can get this type of weather that can introduce thunderstorms, they become really difficult to predict just because of that that kind of bubbling and boiling nature.
I would say there's always a chance for a storm.
When people ask me that. This time of year, I tell them the same thing too. They say, can you guarantee me there won't be a storm tomorrow or the next day? And I just say, this time of year, no. But in the wintertime and in the fall and even sometimes in the spring, the weather can be a little bit more predictable. And the reason for that is because when you get a focused frontal system, so you get a cold front or a warm front, where the weather can focus on that front, you can track where that front is going to go. Then you can predict that just a little bit better. And so meteorologists have a little bit of a better time being able to predict weather along.
Accuracy is more on point, definitely, in the winter.
Accuracy and confidence is a little bit higher. So people wonder and say, oh, bad winter storms come through and things like that. But they're usually not that terribly bad forecast. Usually it's a little bit easier because they're coming along a boundary which you can see and which you can track and you can keep track of with satellite and radar. This time of year, with the atmosphere being so unstable everywhere, all it takes is, just like what you were saying,
enough heat
somewhere, and that's really difficult for our observing system to see. Because it's clear air until a cloud forms. And so that's why we don't have a thunderstorm forecast, usually until where we see the clouds are at, because everything is clear and it's invisible to our observing systems for the most part.
Okay, so the average lifespan, when one of these storms starts to pop off and you can see it, and it grows within about 45 minutes, it can get to a thunderhead, right?
Yeah, a thunderstorm, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the average lifespan, if it doesn't, what's the word?
If it's not organized. Yeah, if it's not organized with wind shear, and it's usually wind shear that will help organize a particular thunderstorm complex into something that's more severe, like what we're seeing in northern Wisconsin, and that is what's occurring. We have a little bit of wind shear, and so that's allowing the storms themselves to just stay a little bit more organized and move. And they're moving to the east, looks like the east-southeast here at about 35 or 40 knots. And that's a little bit different than like what you have down in the tropics, because in the tropics you don't have the jet stream aloft to move those storms forward. And so those storms will generate and they'll collapse in on themselves and they'll rain out. But with these, with the jet stream aloft, that causes a little bit faster wind aloft and slower wind at the surface. So there's a little shearing effect in there. It's like if you have a pinwheel, you blow on the top of the pinwheel, the pinwheel starts to rotate around.
Pure vorticity?
And,
is that what it is?
And a component of it. And so then they they get a little bit better organized, which is what is happening right now. So
now you're saying a line like this, if the wind shear helps it stay organized and all that, it's not going to rain out. It's going to keep coming across the state of Wisconsin.
That's right.
Until it runs all the way to us.
That's right. Until it runs out of some sort of energy. So the storm itself probably has a good several hours left in terms of the squall line that's moving through. It's got a lot of daytime heating all ahead of it. It's only about 2:30 in the afternoon, so max heating really is until about 5 o'clock. So it has a lot of that unstable energy all in front of it, all the way through the Great Lakes into Michigan. And I wouldn't be surprised to see this storm complex continue. Overnight. It'll probably be through Oshkosh here around 5 or 6 p.m., last about an hour or so, and then
it does look
through.
Pretty severe. So should we be expecting for the air show some strong winds, some strong gusts?
Yes.
Some pretty isolated, heavy showers.
Yeah, some isolated showers, definitely lightning. So being outside, certainly around, we have a lot of metal poles and a lot of metal buildings here and things like that. So as the storm rolls through, I would say being inside is definitely your best bet. I wouldn't want to be caught outside in something like this. I do think that the severe threat itself of more heavy winds, some severe winds and severe hail will likely remain a little bit farther to the north. So I think so, just because the instability and and the actual upper level feature that's keeping this storm going is more strong to the north. So we're likely going to get the southern end of this line. And so, yeah, as it moves through, there could be a little bit of gusty wind. And, you know, it can't rule out the possibility for some small hail, but certainly anything really severe, like big hail or a gigantic wind gust or something like that, there's a little bit of a less chance. But as with any thunderstorm, you can't rule out any of that here, especially in Tornado Alley in the Great Plains. So there's always the chance with a thunderstorm this time of year of some hail and wind and an isolated tornado. I don't think that that's a real strong possibility today here.
So just beware, but for the most part, just know that we are going to get some rain.
That's right.
It may interrupt the air show for the afternoon.
Feeling it probably will interrupt the air show. Now, it's possible that the storms could split and go around us. You know, in Kansas City, we call it the Kansas City split because because it seems to happen. You know, it's us meteorologists. We're tracking the storm and we put in a forecast for thunderstorms to come through. And then all of a sudden the storms split right around the city and then reform. And it seems to be the bane of our existence.
The Kansas City split.
That's right. Because we will forecast the storms to stay us out of the line and they'll come through. So that could happen too. And that's what, you know, thunderstorms are probably in the top five of the most unpredictable weather that there is, because it's just we can't observe it with everything and we can't keep track of everything going on inside the storm, though we are getting better at it. But in terms of predicting exactly where it's going to rain and how much with a thunderstorm,
it's
pretty very difficult.
Impossible.
Yeah.
So after this line moves through, obviously there's always still going to be the chance for more convection stuff to happen. But for the evening air show is what people, I think, are really hoping to have clear weather for, or at least flyable skies for.
I think for the first couple of hours, we're going to have clear skies, and we should be able to have no problem with the air show.
It starts at about 8:30.
The evening air show starts at 8:30.
Yep.
I was talking about the 3 o'clock one.
The one that people are really waiting for,
and
I think.
That's the one with the lights, not the lights, the fireworks, I think, right? Yeah, with the planes and stuff like that. Well, I think it probably should be through by then. So it's probably be through here around 5:30, 6 o'clock, probably last about an hour or so. But things are probably going to get soggy and, you know, could have some problems with mud and things like that. And
right when they were drying out.
Right when the sun was baking out all the mud. And I do have to say that this particular environment we have, there are more storms forming back in Minnesota. So we could get possibly another round.
Minnesota looked pretty severe earlier when I checked it out.
So depending on how that particular weather system is able to interact with the instability that exists over us, you know, like we've been talking about, just kind of that unpredictableness of the weather. You know, later on, another storm complex could form over Minnesota and move out over us, you know, here about every 12 to 18 hours or so. So tomorrow, I would say there's also possibly a chance, too, of a thunderstorm this morning and again tomorrow afternoon, maybe.
Yeah, it says chance of thunderstorms tomorrow at 40%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 69, so we're going to stay a little bit warmer than we have the past couple nights, probably because the clouds will hold in some of the heat and keep our weather more moderate, keep our temperature change more moderate. So tomorrow, if you're looking at flying out, we'll have a morning forecast for you with Lockheed Martin, and we'll kind of go over some of the dangers of flying out tomorrow, depending on what city you're flying to.
Mm-hmm.
But for tonight, we're just going to hope for the best for the afternoon air show. We're going to keep our eye on the radar here. And
certainly anybody that's outside this afternoon, anybody that's listening, just, you know, it'll be pretty easy to see when the storms are coming in. It's not going to be any major surprise. It's not like they're going to pop up overhead. This is a organized line that's coming through. And if you look off to the northwest, you can see it already. You can see the high clouds in the sky. You can start to see it making its way in. So it certainly won't be any type of surprise when it comes through. So for everybody listening, just be aware there'll be lightning associated with this stuff and being caught outside, you know, certainly around, like I said, all the metal light poles that we have and everything like that is just not a good idea. So try to get indoors when this particular storm hits this afternoon.
And if you're sitting on the northwest runway here near the radio station, the storms will be coming from back into your left.
That's right.
So look left and look to the back, sort of, and you'll be able to see the lines coming through. So you'll be able to predict it. You'll be able to see cover in time.
Right. You'll be able to hear it. You'll be able to see it when there's thunder, obviously, that's coming
plane
in.
Taking off.
Yeah, it looks like we have an F-18 taking off here on the runway. So it's one of the Navy jets, I think. Always exciting to see that take off. So here for the afternoon, for the next couple hours, it'll be nice to be able to see these jets take on and off. We won't have any problem with weather. But you'll start to hear the rumbles of thunder probably about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
And how are we going to decipher from the rumbles of thunder or the rumbles of the airplane? Lane. I don't know. Laying in my tent last night, I couldn't tell the difference, you know?
Right, yeah, they kind of sound
the same. I said to myself, oh, great, it's going to rain, and everyone's going to be mad at me again.
And certainly for this afternoon, it's going to be hot and muggy, just like it is right now, like it was yesterday. So please take your sun precautions. Make sure that you're wearing plenty of sunscreen, you're drinking plenty of water. Don't get dehydrated.
Sunscreen and stay hydrated. It's important. People don't realize, we're being told to wrap it up.
Great.
People don't realize the effects of heat, you know, until it's too late.
Yep.
So.
And watch kids, too. Watch the kids.
Stay
Keep
hydrated.
The sunscreen on the kids.
Thank you for joining us here for Tea and Turbulence. Thank you for joining me, Jason.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you again tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
All right.